You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Noted author Nelson DeMille has a new book just released this week, and he'll pay a visit to the Vero Beach Book Center on Monday. To avid fans, the title of his book might sound a little familiar. It doesn't feature John Corey. Instead, DeMille, who joins us now, has decided to revisit his very first book, titled The Quest.
I wrote The Quest 40 years ago, and it was a paperback original, meaning it was never in hardcover. And I think when I wrote it, I was a young writer, and I might have had maybe 24 fans, including my family. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's many people around who read the original Quest, which is one of the reasons I wanted to bring it back.
Have you updated it? Is it if we've read it before, is there a reason to read it again?
Yeah, that's a good question. The original book was like about 75,000 words. This is about double the size.
Okay.
I added a lot to it. And my audience back then was mostly a male audience, probably 90%. So the original Quest, written in 74, 75, is very muscular and it was action-adventure-oriented. But my fans now are about 50% female. So I took one of the main characters, his name is Vivian. She's a photojournalist. And I made her, gave her a much, much bigger part.
Now, people might be missing their John Corey, but they're not going to be disappointed with the characters in this book either.
Yeah, I put a little bit of John Corey into one of my main characters. I wasn't there originally. He's a little bit more cynical and sarcastic. And my next book is going to be a John Corey book.
Okay, so we can look forward to seeing him return. Well, one thing that is not so different from a lot of the books you've written is that it has sort of a conspiracy theme. You seem to like to work in that genre.
Yeah, it depends on the storyline, as you know. I mean, the John Corey books, War on Terrorism, and there's a little bit of conspiracy in the background. This is a religious thriller, and, Jill, what is a religious thriller without a Vatican conspiracy?
Now, a lot of your books seem to come from the headlines. Certainly John Corey was at September 11th, and, you go back to Plum Island and the things that are there. They seem to come could be out of the headlines.
Yeah, especially when you're writing about the war on terrorism. And as you know, when you're writing a novel, it takes so long to write, and then it takes so long to get published that the events that you're writing about, the actual news can overtake the events. So you need to be careful that you're writing a book that's timely, but at the same time timeless, that wouldn't seem silly when it's published a year and a half or 2 years after you're writing it.
Is there going to be, possibly a sequel to The Quest coming up?
No, I think it's one of those books that kind of leave well enough alone. But I never say never, the reason is, you have such instant communication with your readers now through a website. My website is nelsondeville.net, and I get a lot of reader mail, and I really take it seriously. I read it all. This is why I have the character of John Corey. He was originally in Plum Island, which was a standalone book, but the reader mail was so overwhelmingly favorable to a John Corey that he became a series character. So I'm going to see what my readers think about The Quest.
You can catch Nelson DeMille at the Vero Beach Book Center Monday at 7 o'clock. He'll be signing his new book, which is actually a revamped version of his very first book, titled The Quest. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.